Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But is there anybody here for the first you came here so that you will be baptized? That's why you came here today. Can I see you? One of the reasons you came, oh, that is one. Can you come forward? Your reason for coming here today is because you want to be baptized. Or there is anybody here that wants to be baptized today. Please come forward. I want to see you. I want to know you. Because a lot of people hear our broadcast and they know our baptismal day is every Tuesday. You are here. Amen. Oh yes, let's put our hands together now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me just hear now. Where you come from? Where you come from? Any one of you? Yes. God bless you, sir. Let us know you.
Winners Chapel. Winners Chapel.
Winners Chapel. How did you know about us?
Sir?
You came here to be baptized.
Yes, sir.
Why are you not baptized in Winners Chapel?
Because they baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Oh, you have got the correct one now.
Yes, sir.
How did you hear it?
I've been listening to Brother Assembly Television for
TV.
Since last year.
Put your hands together, Bright TV now. I beg, give them. I have our calendar for you to give them. One. Calendar. What of you? Can I have hear you? What of you, mommy? Where did you come from? Where did you hear about baptism?
Yes, sir.
When?
I've been hearing about this, but last week I came for women's Fruit of the Womb program.
Okay.
So I met one of the
ministers.
Yes.
Told you about
it. Now say I should come for the baptism.
Amen. God bless you. You're welcome. What of you?
Actually, I heard from one of my colleagues at work, Mrs. Zorigo. So I had a problem, then I explained to her. So she said I should come today for the baptism.
Amen. What of you?
I come from East. I come to visit my brother for Lagos. But my neighbor, I wanted to go today to East. But my neighbors who attend this church, tell me that I should follow him to this church. Before I will travel to that East, I must by sight. So I
That's
follow
why you are
him.
Here now. Amen. Make a hear from brothers this morning. There's no time, sorry. What of you, sir?
It's a girl in my area that told me about the baptism.
Your neighbor?
No, she attends this ministry.
Okay, told her about baptism.
Because I told her about it, and she now told me that why not come to this place for the baptism. I said, why I came here very early because of it. Because I left, because I really need it in my life, that's why I came.
Amen. Okay, let's hear from here. What of you, sir?
It's one of my brother from Benin Republic that saw the TV,
CFT,
yes. So, and he came to join the church. So, he introduced me and I came last 4 Fridays. So, and he told me to come today and come and baptize.
Amen. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. What of you?
It is true, a sister. We have visited, I was in VG here last month, January. So, after then, he led some of a friend who visited me and preached the gospel of Brother Assembly to me, and I love it. From there, I was introduced about today's baptism, which I
came
to. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let me hear the last
question.
Sorry, there's no time.
Actually, the good work of the Lord speaks for itself. What has been going on in this church? So I decided I should come today.
How did you know about us?
It's through my sister, families, and friends. Through my sister.
Amen. God bless you, sir. today, how do you came to be baptized today?
Yes.
How do you know about us?
It was in my dream. So that this my friend of mine. She's so poor, that I'm even the one that used to give her food and money. So in my dream, I now saw her, I went to her house, I saw her, she became so rich. So I asked her, I said, sister, happy, what happened? How did you get all this thing? She said, that I should start going to Bride Assembly.
Yes.
That is where she went, and everything changed. If I start coming, that my life will never remain the same.
Yes.
And I must testify in Jesus' name.
That's why you came now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. That was an angel talking to you. We welcome all of you in the name of Jesus. And we pray that as you enter that water and come out, your life will never remain the same in the name of Jesus. God bless you. You may be seated. You go back to your seat. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. That dream, amen. Say if you keep coming here to this church, he said, you to come here and say your life will change. Turn and tell your neighbor, you will never remain the same. Yes, tell three people around you, you will never remain the same. Tell them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You will notice that brother says that, and it's not meant to ridicule any church. Please, when we call the name of any church, always listen to what we say rather than how we say it. Because I always tell the people that there is no church, including this church here, that is a gateway to heaven. The gateway to heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man cometh to the Father except by me. John 14:6 says so. So if we are talking about salvation and you are fighting for your church, you just know that you know nothing about salvation. Amen. That is why I have no apology to anybody, because I say anything concerning your church. Except if your church is a business center and I'm spoiling their business. But if it is supposed to be a church to lead people to heaven, then we only have a duty as any church at all to point people to the Lord Jesus Christ, not to our church. Therefore, if you get angry because the name of your pastor or your church is mentioned in public like this, I am telling you, you are far from Christ. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Because that man did not die for you. That man cannot stop you from going to heaven. And that man cannot even take you to heaven. There's only one man, one mediator, the Bible says, between God and man. What is his name? What is his name? And anyone that tries to take the place of Jesus, you are Antichrist. You are Antichrist. That's why I say it boldly, because I owe you no apology. When you carry Bible to preach, then you must preach what the Bible preaches. If you go out of the Bible, we shall tell you, Oga Pastor, you are wrong. According to the Bible, you are holy. So that man said, winners. He discovered that winner baptizes wrongly. And when he had the correct thing, he has decided to come and correct it. And we didn't say, you should leave Winners Chapel. Because that's not what we are preaching here. We only say that aspect that Winners taught you is wrong. Once you come here and baptize correctly, and you can go back to your Winners, then you have corrected your water baptism. Because the Bible tells us, Apostle Peter said, we should be diligent to make your calling and election sure. Because many are called, few are chosen. And salvation is not about gamble. Though you can gamble with any other thing. You can even gamble with who to marry. Even though you know once you are married, you cannot divorce. You can do that gamble. But I'm telling you, you can gamble with all your savings and put it in a business. You can gamble with all your pension after working for 35 years They gave you something to settle that you gamble with it in a business. You can do that, but you don't gamble with your eternal destination. Don't gamble with your salvation. Once you are sure what you hear anywhere is the truth, whether it is contrary or not to what your pastor that you hold high in high esteem, if it is wrong, you better correct it. Correct it. And if you find a place, wherever you are worshipping, you thought that you were in the right place, because it's not every church that is a church of Jesus Christ. Some churches are family businesses of that man and his wife. That's what it is. And a man that does not know how to drive, it is dangerous to allow him carry you in his car. And a man that does not know the way to the destination you are going. You say you are going somewhere, and the driver does not know the destination. If you enter that car and you discover that the driver does not know the road, there are one of two things you will do. The first one, which is safer, is you will step down from the body. You will leave that church. The second one is to see whether the driver is teachable. Then you can sit down there, but you will not sleep, because if you sleep, the man will go to the wrong direction. The Bible says, watch and pray. So you will sit down there, but you will not sleep up, so that you say, hey driver, next turn right, next turn left, driver, you are speeding too much, slow, driver, that junction with this, slow down. Because you know he doesn't know how to drive, but you can help him. So you can stay in that church and help that pastor if he's teachable. But it is safer to drop from that car when you are sure that this man does not want to go to heaven. Somebody who doesn't know the way to heaven, he will not lead you to heaven. Somebody who doesn't know who Jesus is. Somebody who doesn't know who Jesus is. Come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. We ministers, we are supposed to bring you to Jesus. Somebody who doesn't know who Jesus is, he may take you to a demon and think it is Jesus. So don't joke with eternal destination. Study and listen to some of the things we tell you. And I'm telling you, God raised our television station, the Bright TV, all around the world to feed his people. Show you the way. We are not pointing you to us, we are pointing you to him. So you discover that even from the testimony of a member of Winners, they baptized wrongly. People like baptized wrongly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People like baptizes wrongly. Praise the Lord. Is it your first time coming to our church today?
Yes, Pastor.
When they shout, they are distracting you, isn't it? They are comfortable. Which church, man? Which church you are
there? I'm from Catholic Church.
Oh. Sanctimonious people. Wow. You can't make that type of noise in Catholic Church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But this is a Pentecostal church. You see, I went somewhere, I was teaching Sunday, somewhere in Kwara State, we had a program somewhere. And I told them something, that a gift, I was teaching them, we did baptism of the Holy Ghost. I was telling them that a genuine gift, this is how you identify it. I was telling them that all these churches, that only one man will have a gift. Only one man will have a gift. I doubt if that gift is from God. The reason is this. If you have a genuine spiritual gift, gifts are infectious. Some other people will take it. See? So, what happened is, now, the gift of prophecy, if there is a gift of prophecy, and it is the Holy Ghost speaking through a vessel, Thus said the Lord, and he's speaking it to an interpreting. If it is a genuine gift, it will vibrate. Any other person that has that gift, the vibration will catch the person. Then you see reaction everywhere in the church. Why? Because they are connected. The same thing also with revelation. There is something that revelation does. When you are flowing with the person that is talking, when he says something that is true, you will know when you will jump up and say it's true. Because you are flowing together. So when you see them shouting there, they are not disturbing me because we are the same wavelength. Eh? They are echoing what I am saying. We are in the same wavelength. In fact, when they answer like that, then I'm going to say, I'm saying the correct thing, so anointing will hit me more. Praise the Lord. You see, this is a Pentecostal church. I know that in the Catholic Church, you know, we are very, very orderly. Very, very orderly. Even the language of the past, it doesn't shout like I'm shouting now. Rise of my Santa Spirit and produce. Amen. Very holy brothers. Praise God. Those who suffer in this church, when they come here also in a deeper life, they don't believe in those instruments. You know, because you can lose your sanctification. You know, just so that you don't lose your sanctification. But you know what? John said, Jesus Christ is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and what? And what? If you want rats, when they hide from inside bush to come out, what do they put for the bush? Fire. You are sitting down quiet, and fire never come on you. When you receive the Holy Ghost and fire. Eh? Praise the Lord. Shy person. You will lose your shyness when the fire comes. Amen. And it's not disturbance, nothing. Please, don't cage yourself. You feel like shouting amen by sitting down. Say amen. Sit down. You want to stand up and shout. Shout it. If it is by the Holy Ghost, I will not be disturbed. But if it is from the flesh, sister, you want one brother to take notice of you, I will be disturbed. Because we shall not flow. Something like that. Because when it is time to dance like this, there are some brothers that hear, not to them, that hear they will dance. Please. They will stand here like this and fed them. There's something in the back. That one knows the Holy Ghost dance. The man, they find wife. That's different. So you feel free. So I was saying something before one man there, they shout. Then I saw her complaining. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. Not only winners, even like sister Catholic too. In fact, they started the error. They baptized wrongly. Anglican, they baptized wrongly. Praise the Lord. I don't know which one again. I never call. All of them. Four square, eh? Praise the Lord. Who again? Redeemed, baptizes wrongly. Eh? MFM baptizes wrongly. Who again? CAC baptizes wrongly. Eh? I receive a message. Pastor Tom, you receive it from CAC. Is it CAC? CAC in Ondo State. Eh? They only watch us on air. They are asking me if I can come over for a revival in Ondo. Praise the Lord. They are not the only ones. Everywhere. You know, there are some people that are sincere. They are hearing things. Their eyes are opening. You know, that is how it should be. The sincerity. Praise the Lord. Okay, that is why that young man had the correct water baptism. I am saying so that if you are in any of these churches that I've just mentioned that baptized wrongly, God brought you here to correct it. It is the first step you take after repentance. Three works of grace: justification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, sanctification. The three works of grace that every Christian will pass through. But these three works of grace have been misrepresented as the church ages go by. May God raise up a ministry in this age to bring us back to the apostolic faith, back to the right track. And we had that message. That is what has produced this church and many other churches all around the world. Is calm down and trim your lamps of revelation. Come back to the Bible Christianity. They have made us to leave the Bible. But God is bringing us back to the Bible. For Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20 says, We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The foundation is the apostolic doctrines. Remember that Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1, if any man preaches any other gospel contrary to what we preach, let him be accursed. Matthew 28 verse 19 says, go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Apostles, Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, Philip, Samaria, and all the baptism in the New Testament, the same people that had that commandment, baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, the same people, Peter, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why? Because that same name, Jesus, is the name of the Father according to the Bible. It's the name of the Son according to the Bible. And it's the name of the Holy Ghost according to the Bible. So when Jesus said, go and baptize in the name, one name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, he's telling you, go and baptize in my name. Go and baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. For that is the name for salvation. That is the name of God for salvation. He gave it to his Son Jesus. The Holy Ghost is coming in that name according to John 14 verse 26. Praise the Lord. And so if anybody takes you according to Matthew 28 verse 19 into the water, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and puts you inside the water and brings you out, he has not yet carried out that commandment. Father has a name. Father is not the name. Son is not the name. The Son has a name. The Holy Ghost is not the name. The Holy Ghost has a name. Praise the Lord. And Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15 tells us that that name Jesus is the family name in heaven and on earth. That's why we are Christians, because we are named after him. Praise the Lord. And so, and baptism is to be immersed. So they sprinkle water on you is because you don't know the meaning of baptism. Baptism is you demonstrating your faith on the works that was done through Christ Jesus for your salvation. You die with him, that is repentance. You are buried with him, so it must be by immersion. The water covers you. Then you resurrect because he resurrected and gave us the hope of resurrection. That's why when we sleep, when we die, believers, we say we sleep because there is a resurrection morning. We shall come back in resurrection. So, water baptism is by immersion, and it is in a name. It's not by sprinkling. It's not by infant baptism, because the infant has not yet repented. Leave the blood of Jesus Christ to speak for that infant. Praise the Lord. Any questions?